AgriCover is celebrating 40 years. Roltec electric tarp conversions feature a rotating and telescoping motor mount to reduce stress with no mid-joint to fail. Multiple options available to accommodate auger and door configurations. Complete your setup with a waterproof AgriCover switch control that comes fully assembled with built-in overload protection. And don't get caught without an AgriCover emergency repair kit for tarp repairs on the go. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit AgriCoverTarps.com.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Well, yesterday, the Cattle Price Transparency Act of 2022 and the Meat Poultry Special Investigator Act of 2022, marked up by the Senate Committee on Ag, and it was pretty much a unanimous voice vote. A lot of folks like that legislation, including U.S. Cattlemen's Association and their communications person, Leah Biondo, joins us now from Texas. Leah, what are you doing in Texas?
Hey, Mick, always a pleasure to visit. I'm here for the Independent Cattlemen's Association of Texas's annual convention. I think this is their 48th year. They've been doing this quite a long time, and they've been such a good friend and advocate for USCA, so we like to come down and visit with them whenever they're hosting their annual meeting.
Super. And what town are you in?
We are in San Marcos, Texas, not too far from Austin.
Wow. All righty. It's hot there, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I think it'll be 108 today as a high.
Holy.
Of course, it's that dry heat. Those of us on the East Coast around base, we're used to that humid heat. So a little bit of getting used to it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, you were in D.C. You left yesterday to head to Texas, but you were in D.C. when the Senate Ag Committee passed these. So now it'll head to the full Senate for consideration. Word is that it might have a tough time getting out of the Senate. But why do you like either or both of these bills?
Yeah, so Mick, we had a huge procedural victory yesterday in the Senate. Both bills were advanced, as you said, on a nearly unanimous vote. It was a voice vote. Only two senators asked that their no votes be recorded. So they wanted to be on the record, kind of voting against cattle producers' wishes, and those were Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas and Senator Roger Marshall out of Kansas. So those were the only two who really voted no on the bill. The rest were unanimously in agreement, and we saw the bill move forward. It will move to the full Senate floor now, where we've got about 20 co-sponsors signed on to this bill. That's a good chunk of the Senate, but more is needed. The more co-sponsors we have, the easier of an argument we will have when we approach the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, to get this to a Senate floor vote. So he's looking for 60 votes. We're looking for 60 co-sponsors. It's a tall task, a tall order, but we know that we've got the grassroots movement out there. And so if you're listening in from cattle country, I strongly urge you to call your members of Congress. There's a Capitol switchboard number. It's just 202-224-3121. And again, that's 202-224-3121. You call that number and just tell them your zip code and ask to be connected to your members of Congress, and they'll get you right to where you need to be.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the Cattle Price Transparency Act would settle his beef with the packers, but the folks who do not like the legislation say it fails to consider the unique ways producers raise cattle in different regions of the country, and the bill introduced when cattle markets experienced a lot of uncertainty during the COVID-19 pandemic. Market conditions have improved on their own, so this, and they say this legislation would jeopardize that recovery. Is that legitimate?
Yeah, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, right before this vote took place, sent a blast around Capitol Hill claiming that packer margins have fallen 700%, producers are fully recovered. I'm not sure who they are talking to, but the producers that I'm talking to really want to see this market reform change. You know, they know that the cattle market is cyclical, but if you have 8 bad years and 2 good years, that's not a very free or fair cycle for producers. So the idea here with both of these bills is just to restore leverage to producers in the marketplace. They're going up against these behemoth big four meat packers, majority of which are foreign owned. And so they need that same information that those meat packers have to make good marketing decisions.
Regarding the Special Investigator Act, this duplicates a position already, but that position is what, underfunded, and they haven't done much enforcing. So would this newly created special investigator in USDA would, again, is that a good thing?
We think so. I mean, frankly, the investigation or investigative unit of the Packers and Stockyards Division is just severely underfunded, understaffed, doesn't have the resources it needs, doesn't have the attention that it needs from the secretary, and doesn't have that ability to kind of coordinate and collaborate with other agencies like the Department of Justice, like the Federal Trade Commission. And so the hope here with this Office of the Special Investigator, it's something, again, that Senator Chuck Grassley's been working on, goodness, since he got into the Senate, Senator John Tester as well. And it's good to see the bill passing both the Senate and the House now, which means it's likely, or the Senate Ag Committee and the full House, which means it's likely on its way to the president for his signature. But we just need more resources, more staff, more funding, more ability for this special investigator to go out there and look at what is actually happening on the ground. And of course, opponents will say this special investigator is going to go out there and, you know, manhandle some of these small processors that have come online. That's just not the case. They're going to be focusing on those top 30 processing plants across the U.S. and making sure that they are following, you know, proper protocol and not committing any anti-competitive buying practices.
Included in the package of bills that came out of the Senate Ag Committee yesterday, the Butcher Block Act, that would create more business opportunities for the small and mid-sized processors, or even make some new ones, kind of go back to the way it was a long time ago. We had butcher plants, meat plants in many small towns, like we had local creameries. None of that exists anymore.
You're spot on. Yes, the Butcher Block Act is a really cool bill from Senator Congressperson Dusty Johnson out of South Dakota. It provides some of those grant program fundings. It provides just more opportunities for independent regional processors to expand or create new processing capacity. So you've seen the administration really take that on as a goal of theirs in the first 2 years of their presidency. And now you've got a signal from the House that this is important to members of Congress as well.
All right. Again, you would like cattle producers to call in support of the bills that came out of the Senate Ag Committee.
If you just call and ask for their support of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act and the Special Investigator Bill, they're going to know what you mean. These bills have gotten a lot of attention. They have a lot of momentum on Capitol Hill. And we've been talking now for how many years, Mick, that we've got to get folks out there calling their congressperson. We're really in that now or never time. And we could use your support in helping to urge some more co-sponsors, some more congressional support of these two bills.
All right. Live from hot Texas, Leah Biondo, Executive Vice President of the United States Cattlemen's Association. Thank you for the visit. Have a good time in Texas, and thank you for the work you do.
Hey, thank you, Mick. Appreciate you always.
All righty. Talk to you later. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We've got a Soil Sense field check for you next, right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.